Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey, everyone. He, him.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
Because I'm sure you wouldn't want anyone to know about your little secret.
I have no secrets. What could you possibly be talking
about? Exactly.
Don't answer that. It's fine.
And deep in the leaves, in the darkness, you see a pair of red glowing eyes staring at you. They blink away and disappear.
What's an adept doing here?
Your hair is so cool.
Oh, thank you. Could you...
I reflexively step in front of Roar.
Hello, I am Adept Celine von Esper from the Ordinatio Theonitis, and I'm here to check up on the mine. Can you point me in the direction of who I should be speaking with about that?
Everything that we've been preparing for could come crashing down because of that one. The Order is a group of snakes.
She seemed fine.
Oh, hello. I don't recognize you.
Hello, young lad. Tell me, do I own this place?
No. This establishment is owned by Ratma Ritmo.
Did you hear anything?
No, I mean, I know that they've been saying we need to get the production up, and then we lost. You know, we lost that one shipment, and then that other one fell off the crane, and so...
What do you we're the oldest mine. What do you expect?
Maybe you, like, offer to show them around. You figure it out. You're good at that sort of thing.
I know enough people here that it might make sense. Yeah, no, I'll offer my services. Maybe make a couple gold in the process.
What are you eating?
Oh, this, it's a stew.
Same.
You, sir, have an invite from Granona Flintbeard.
Oh.
And believe it or not, Sir Yalos has requested your presence at lunch tomorrow, miss.
Oh, Sir Yalos.
Everyone hears a window shatter. I did roll a one.
Who are you and what are you doing in Screech's bed?
Oh, hey, that's a very sexy voice you got there.
Elwyn Tranter. He is hanging upside down from the statue of Rhea. His belly has been slit open, and his entrails are hanging from his body.
All right, everybody. I don't know what I was about to say, but this is not good. Can I do a medicine check to see if there's a, you know, claws or frickin' knife or... that is a 16, Michael DeMauro.
So the stomach, it has like a ragged slash across it.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it was done with precision.
Okay.
Michael, can I investigate? And I want to look for like all the typical like crime scene shit, like fibers... that I can take back to the lab.
Footprints.
Where'd you get a UV light?
What is this?
That's a 21, but I also want to roll a stealth check because I'm just Screech right now and I'm not a detective and I don't want anybody to know.
Okay.
That I'm scoping things out.
Will this be the first time our rogue rolls good stealth?
So it actually is. 18 plus 7. That's 25.
Nice.
Yes, so no one notices you for sure. You do find some little bits of fur.
Do I recognize the fur?
You can roll again if you want to do a nature check to see if you can figure out what kind of fur it is.
Okay. 4.
You're not sure. It looks like a wild animal fur to you.
Okay.
Is Hamlin four fingers out here, Michael?
You don't see him currently. You do also notice what looks to be candle wax, red candle wax specifically, just like one drip of it on this guy's knee. Like at first you see it and you think it's blood, but then you realize it's actually a red wax.
Is it the same wax that Ratman was trying to use on Screech's nipples the night before?
Roll a d20.
2! Is that good?
It appears to be more of a crimson red, and she was using more of a vermilion on your nipples.
Gotcha. What's it? Did you say what the boy was suspended by? Like, he said he's hanging upside down, but like,
yeah, it is a hempen rope.
Well, it's jagged like a beast, but obviously a beast wouldn't do this. Michael, I mean, have you had any problems in this town, Michael? Like any ne'er-do-wells?
Nothing like this has ever happened.
Yes,
in this town, you hear someone bellow from the direction of the keep. You just hear, "Back away! Back away! Back away!" The captain of the guard, who the locals would know as Captain Clint, is running up along with two of his dudes, Raffle and Morna.
Good Morna.
Like to get tickets to that raffle.
Only the locals would know them, though, who they are.
Yeah, so I assume like everyone that was kind of in the inn is just like, I assume there's just like a crowd around this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Standing outside around it.
Someone's probably trying to like cut down our little buddy.
Just wait, all right? It's awful, but let Clint take a look at it first. Don't cut him down yet, unless the person cutting him down, Michael, is Raffle or Borna.
No, I think it's actually Meat.
Meat, come on, man. This is horrible, but don't. Just wait a little bit.
So yeah, they come over. They start taking a look around, and they go, "Did anybody see anything? Anyone?
Did any of us hear anything in the night?"
No.
I heard passionate screams coming from Screech's room.
Shattering glass, but other than that.
I'm just kind of hoping they don't take the broken glass outside Screech's window as like evidence of the crime.
So they start sort of milling around. After a few minutes, they do cut down Elwyn and cover him with a local blanket. And, you know, they're looking around for... This is not a modern crime scene.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
What does Captain Clint look like? I mean, is Captain Clint... Like, not like physically, does Captain Clint look like... I mean, even given the incredibly low crime scene investigation standards, is he, like, treating this like a concern? Or is he pretty much, like...
Another fucking murder.
Do an insight, actually. Give me an insight roll.
Damn. Remember when I got those good rolls? That's over now. I got a 6 total.
Damn.
You can't say for sure. They're definitely taking it very seriously. They definitely have a lot of energy.
So they don't have COVID.
They don't have COVID.
Oh, wow, we're rubbing it.
They probably finish sentences and things like that. Michael, I think I'm going to stand back a little bit, and I want to kind of... watch the crowd. Can I do a just general insight check on the crowd to see if there's anyone, you know, given the eyes? Ooh, that's a 25.
A 25. I will say, so you mentioned before that you were wondering if Harlan was there.
Yes.
A lot of people who work in town, who don't work in like the mines or like aren't loggers or farmers or whatever, they're pretty much all here.
Mm-hmm.
He's not.
And Harlan was the one that you guys went and sold stuff to?
We brought the bear and squirrel or whatever to him, and he was a weirdo.
He was weird. I think that maybe if Chuck is, like, kind of standing over to the side, Celine would go walk over to him. This is so horrible. I'm so sorry that this has happened here. I mean, I assume this kind of thing doesn't happen normally.
Nope, never.
Well, I mean, if there's anything that I can do to help with the investigation, or, I mean, do you have any idea what happened here?
Nothing jumps out. We don't have monster attacks here. I mean...
So you think it was a monster?
Of some sort. It was his stomach was cut in a way that was not a knife, as far as I could tell. But I haven't looked at this type of wound in years and years. But... Also, a wolf or whatever wouldn't string him up, so monster is probably going to be used a little loosely here. I'm not sure. But yeah, please, I can talk to Captain Clint for you, and I'm sure having an adept here would whatever magics you're able to put forward would definitely help.
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to help.
Then I'll introduce Celine to Captain Clint. Clint, we have an adept. I know we don't want to get all jurisdiction-y over here. I'm just joking. But,
No. I would never want to encroach on your system. It's just I happen to be here in town to check on things with the mine, and I wanted to offer my services.
Oh, when exactly did you arrive in town?
Yes, I arrived yesterday on business from the OT.
I see. And did you come alone?
Oh, well, I came in a caravan with Mr. Screech Echo, who, do I see him anywhere? Is he outside here also?
You do not.
I don't. Oh, well, yes, we rode into town together and had dinner together last night at the tavern with everyone, and yeah, and now Celine's like, I kind of wish I hadn't come over here. Thought of these people.
Yeah, so your stealth roll, normally very good, in this instance, very bad. You and Hamlin are not here. Interesting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Jennifer, do you have any magics? What so like, fricked up sorcerer stuff can you do? Do you have who killed this boy?
I don't think at this level I've got anything. Yeah.
You're not a divine warlock, so you don't have whatever.
Sorcerer. I have a mage hand, I can
help. Poke.
I can go poke him.
Oh, well, you can probably. Do you have Arcana? I mean, you're not.
No, I actually don't.
It makes, yeah, you're a sorcerer, not a wizard.
No, I don't. I'm not so good at the Arcana.
Oh, did we do another not smart party?
Uh oh.
Oopsies.
Yeah, my int's not great.
I am not smart.
Is anybody smart?
I'm a 9.
I have a 12 smart.
I'm 10.
A very imposing, like almost 7 foot tall half orc. Woman in the robes of Rhea.
Okay.
Looks very imposing. Is now on the scene. The locals, again, would know this as Mistress Alondra Thorn.
Mistress Alondra?
Alondra. Alondra. This is the local cleric.
Alondra Wormsbun.
Riding on her shoulder is a possum with sort of red beady eyes.
Michael, who of us saw those red eyes in the night?
I believe it was just the two outsiders who saw them.
Oh, gotcha. We saw. And where did we see that again?
They were in a tree when you got out of the carriage.
In the town, we saw the red eyes.
Yes, you were being watched.
Okay. So Celine would probably remember that in that case. So can I actually do an insight check on Alondra? Like, what vibe? I guess maybe do I need to like talk to her a bit more? Maybe, I don't know. What's her vibe right now?
Sometimes the first impression is way more important.
Well, I rolled like garbage, so 7.
She looks imposing, both physically and just her demeanor is imposing. Other than that, you can't really read her.
Okay.
Alondra, dirty business here.
Yes. You wouldn't know anything about this, would you?
His stomach was cut open, not by a knife, but some sort of jagged thing, whether claw or I don't know what.
Rhea works in mysterious ways.
But she wouldn't have done. She wouldn't have killed Elwyn. He's just a boy.
Yeah, that would be.
I apologize. I forget. You commoners don't necessarily understand these things. I'm suggesting that. Not that Rhea struck down this poor boy, but that her plan encompassed him being disemboweled in this way.
Whose plan involves that?
Child, is there not pain throughout this world?
I feel like there's a difference between having a hurt tummy.
That pimple on your chin.
I don't have a pimple.
Do you believe that Rhea placed that pimple upon your chin to punish you, possibly?
No.
For illicit acts, maybe?
I'm pretty sure it's because I eat a lot of cheese.
She loves cheese.
Screech would show up back in the conversation again. But surely you believe in free will, no? Doesn't a plan not mesh with the concept of free will?
I'm so sorry,
Screech Echo. Here, have a dollar.
They just got into town yesterday. What?
You for a dollar? And actually, Michael, real quick sidebar question. So in the Capitol, like, since there's the kind of, like, state accepted it's cool to worship Rhea, like, would I have interacted with, like, the clerics of Rhea or anything?
Oh, yes.
So I like kind of know their deal. Do you think in this world that the adepts, like, do they get along with the like clerics, or is there like weird tension there, or what's the background?
Yeah, no, I think you would get you would probably feel like in some ways it is you and them against the rest of the world in certain ways.
Okay. So I'm not looking at her with like distrust. I'm more like, well, of course we're like, oh, I trust what this person.
The left hand and right hand of the emperor.
Got it. Okay. So I see her as like another like expert, I guess.
Yeah. And like, you know, you've spent your whole life training in magic. Like, you know how deadly and dangerous magic is.
Yes.
So, you know, to you, it's probably you probably feel like it's like owning a gun or something like that, you know? Like,
right. It's like, oh, only the people who are trained should do this.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, that's what Celine's background is. That's what she thinks. That's how she grew up. So
just for sure, probably like a little rivalry.
Right.
But probably like a way in the same way that there might be a rivalry between, you know, military branches or something.
Right.
Oh, the Army versus Navy football game. Don't get me started.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Right. Like, you know, you have a rivalry against each other, but collectively you spit upon those below you.
Same side. Okay, cool. No, that's helpful.
Not that I'm saying that that's what our armed forces do.
I get what you're saying.
But surely, Alondra, this is quite bad. I can't see how there would be any good coming, but we still need to figure out what did this and make sure there's no more, even if it is somehow Rhea's will, of course.
That is not my job. My job is to shepherd this poor soul into their next existence.
Did she take the dollar?
She sort of looked at you witheringly and put it, took it and put it in her pocket.
Absolutely.
But surely you're one of the few people who are blessed with the ability to do magic here. Shouldn't you use that wonderful bounty of Rhea to help?
I will. Why are you questioning me?
Oh, I'm not questioning. I apologize.
We're just trying to figure out the mysterious ways in which Rhea works. That's it. We want to understand more.
A boy here has been murdered, and I am trying to apply a balm to his soul so that it may go into the next life.
Right. Okay. I apologize.
I'm sure everyone here wants to help. I mean, this is a horrible situation, and an apology. I did not properly introduce myself, but Mr. Salandra, I am Adept Celine Von Esper. I'm here to check on the mine, but if I can be at all of service, I would be more than happy to help with anything.
Yes, I was made aware of your arrival. We should talk later after this mess is cleared up.
I wouldn't mind talking to you later either. I own the mine, you see, among other things.
What? Who?
Screech Echo, here's another dollar.
Yes, I'm aware of your family. I must go. Truly, I must go. You must stop speaking to me.
Okay. Okay, see you at dinner.
I said what? Stop for dinner.
I was deeply curious what the priest of Rhea was going to be. Turns out, huge piece of shit. Good to know.
But at that, you do note striding in, wearing plate mail. It's your friend and mine, Sir Rex Yaulos. He's not the Baron. He basically is the acting Baron of the town.
Interim Baron.
Barons and knights are almost kind of on the same level, but like a knight could work for a baron, depending on. But because it's so remote, it's just essentially like we just need a dude there who's an adult.
Michael, for my character, whenever you say the word knight, could you make it clear which spelling?
Knight. I'll say knight.
Okay.
Sir Yaulos has a short, wavy, silvery gray hair, dark, leathery skin, and that, you know, kind of the thing where it like looks like he's spent his entire life out of doors. You know, he's a bit on the older side, but he definitely has a presence. He definitely.
And we love him.
Yeah, he is very well liked in town. And so he comes on the scene and he goes, "People, please, I need you to go back to your homes. Let the captain take care of this. We need to figure this out. We will be coming around to ask some questions. So please, everyone, just head back to your homes so that the guard can take care of this."
Yeah, 10% off breakfast ale and...
Breakfast ale!
Yes. Owen's honor. We're going to do a quick cheers for him. Toast. Why don't you say cheers? That's COVID talking.
You didn't hear that.
We're gonna,
a life celebration.
Yeah. A life celebration of our poor, goddamn son of a bitch. Lost Owen. He was so young. He was just here. Was he part elf? So maybe he was like 90 or something like that? Or was he, I don't know.
There's a farm. He grew up on a local farm and... you know, a few years ago, I started working at the tavern.
It was just yesterday. I feel like that. I let him have beer for the first time, and he's gone. This son of a bitch, who did this?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Who are you?
It's me, Captain Clint.
Oh, wow.
My accent may be sort of floating around a bit.
It'll land
somewhere.
Good to see you. Can I give Clint a big hug and kind of like cry a little bit?
Chuck needs some affection right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chuck. Do you know anything about this lad?
Well, yeah, he worked in looked at the old pit.
I know everything about him. Do you know anything that happened to him?
Oh, I checked his stomach, and it was cut all sharply like a beast.
It looks like it was shredded, doesn't it?
Yeah. What would do that? It's like a werewolf or something? That's Are those real werewolves?
I think it may look like a bear claw.
I see what you're getting at, but...
I'm worried that maybe the piece between the...
Who would kill with a donut?
Shut up.
But I do think it's suspicious. These newcomers came into town just last night.
Yeah, in Hamlin.
When, where is this Screechy Echo Man?
Hamlin and the owner of the mine, Mr. Echo, wasn't here in the morning, which could mean anything, I suppose. Mm. But you know rich people, they're weird.
Yes, yes, yes. Let me, he must be up in his room.
Oh, there he is. I was just talking to him like 2 minutes ago.
Isn't, I thought he was hidden.
I think he came out.
He came back.
I came into a conversation, but I left again. I know I didn't say that.
Okay,
but
where the fuck is
he? He's just floating in and out.
Just say you.
I will say my character is specifically waiting for Chuck to be separated from the group.
Oh, so you can stab me. I get it.
No.
Okay.
All right, I'll head up to this Mr. Echo's room. So maybe he's still sleeping. These city folk, they sleep all day.
Well, he was up. Maybe he went back to bed. I don't know.
And he heads into the tavern.
I'll linger a second longer and just sort of look around and quietly say my own little prayer. Aww. For Elwyn. I assume maybe the body's already gone, Michael, or did Alondra take her?
They're like probably putting it on like a wagon right now.
Cool. Yeah, just a quick little prayer to make sure that maybe someone other than Rhea hears him. Who's to say?
You'd probably hear a sound coming from a nearby alley, as if the chitter of a small rodent.
What the crap?
What would he see?
I gotta roll stealth first to make sure that I'm not seen as he enters the alleyway. I am in full squirrel costume. This would be a 17 stealth.
Ooh, pretty good. That's better than my passive perception, for sure.
Okay.
He sees nothing.
Behind some crates, but like behind you as you walk into the alley, like step up behind you, be like
Chuck.
Jesus fucking Christ! I put up my dukes. Oh, okay. What is this,
Chuck? I need to know if you recognize this fur.
I show a little bit of the fur that I found on the scene.
I know you hunt animals in game. You may have seen this fur before. Tell me.
I'm moving a little slow for the folks at home, so I'm just really kind of trying to process. Would Chuck punch you right now? you're covered in fur, and you startled him.
Somebody, it's something you would normally kill anyway.
Yeah.
But much larger. So yeah, I get it.
Okay, so my unarmed strike is just a 9 to hit. Not very good.
Okay, yeah, it would not hit.
Yeah, that would, you would easily just step out of the way of that.
What I'm saying is I probably need to be calmed down before I talk to you. Like, who the fuck are you?
I'm the Dark Squirrel. No, that name sucks. I'll get back to you on that, but I mean you no harm. I want to get to the bottom of who killed this young boy. This fur was found at the scene, as well as a drip of wax. More crimson than maroon or
vermilion, probably.
Oh, you've seen it.
No, I didn't see it. Well, I rolled a pretty good whatever I did, but that's not important. Michael, can I do a nature check? Or nature, can I do survival? Because I have that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes!
Sick.
That's a 24 survival.
Pretty sure it's bear fur.
God damn, it's bear fur.
Is it the same, would it be the same bear, like, that Chuck was carrying?
That would be very difficult for you to discern.
For me to discern, sure, but...
I mean, it is of the same color.
Well, I guess I meant the same type of bear, not, like, that exact bear. I'm not trying to do a DNA test on the bear.
Right.
How high would I have to roll, Michael, for you to allow me to pass a DNA check?
There are some rolls, even if you roll a 20, you still can't get them.
Oh, but what would it be, like an 80?
I know.
But is it the same color as the pelt, Michael?
It is the same color, but you would know that the grizzly folk also are of a similar color. So it could be either a bear, the bear you brought in yesterday, or the grizzly folk.
Yeah. So and remind me, of course, I know this because I am Chuck. I know everything about his life and when he's you know, been on this planet for 55 years. He knows tons of stuff. What's the current standing of our sort of relationship with the bear folk? Do they have like a specific name, or do they just go by bear folk?
People call them bear folk. People call them grizzly folk, and they have their own name and their own language. But it is not a thing that is easy for you to reproduce.
Gotcha. And have we had any sort of dust ups with them recently, and specifically, have we done anything to them that would warrant a dust up back?
Not recently. You are in a sort of long standing truce. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like we stay out of your way, you stay out of our way. Because you all used to throw hands betwixt yourselves. There is one grizzly folk family that does live on the outskirts of town and they keep to themselves very much, and most of the town folk don't really trust them. But it seems as though they basically aren't welcome back in Grizzlyville.
Got it. Huh. Well, it appears to be bear, but unsure of what type. So
who in this town would have access to this kind of bear fur?
Well, almost anyone, really.
I mean, we're in the woods, so a lot of people, but, like, you know.
Well, I brought down a bear single-handedly yesterday. So Hamlin Fourfingers over at the Rangers Guild had some, but there's also the, you know, bear folk family, but I would hate to just immediately go accuse them. They done anything wrong. They've been model citizens. Just, you know, we did have some fights with the bear folks years past. So you know how it is.
Yes. Captain Clint, can he be trusted?
Yeah. I mean, the man that I cried into his shoulder, I think so. Yeah, he's a good one.
Sir Rex Yalos, can he be trusted?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're all good. We play poker every now and again. We go hunting. Twice a year, it's mostly drinking, but we have a good time.
And the Claire Correa, Alondra, can't you be trusted?
No.
There's a storm brewing in the night sky. Keep your ear to the ground.
And I roll stealth to disappear.
And I turned around to, like, look at the sky. What? Where the fuck did you go?
You think I rolled a 2 though, so you see me running away.
So I says, "Where'd you go?" Oh, your big tail is sticking out behind a crate.
Can you leave first?
Yeah, it's fine. This is. Oh, where did you go? Bye bye. Actually, I need to go back through your way.
I have to step to the side and like kind of like let him squeeze by.
Yeah, I'm quite big. Sorry. Try to cut back on bear claws, and I go to the tavern.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic.
and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/dragons.
So Clint is had gone in before, like while you went back there. He's now coming down the stairs.
We may have our man. I just checked this Screech Echo's room, and it's full of broken glass. Seems he must have tried to escape through the window.
You're in the tavern part now?
Yeah, this is happening in the tavern, so you wouldn't hear any of this.
Okay, but I was assuming if it's in the tavern, then I guess Rourke and probably Celine. Are in there.
Would be in there, and Radma Ridmo is also in there, and she goes,
"I don't know nothing about that. Yeah, that must be a guy."
I don't think it was him. I mean, we rode in the carriage here together, and I don't know what.
And he didn't murder anyone.
No,
he didn't do any disemboweling on the ride here.
No, and he even helped me when we were attacked by goblins.
You like killing goblins?
Oh, no. You know, I'm just gonna go back to the...
It was that band of roving goblins. You know the ones, Rama.
No, I don't. I don't know nothing.
Oh, come on. Okay. Well, we know which ones. Totally nonsense.
I'm just saying he. I don't know why he would want to kill you.
I come in the tavern covered in like bear and squirrel fur.
Oh, speak of the devil. I do mean devil. There's your man, Clint.
Wow, I was like, ready to spell him out immediately.
Teach you not to eat my pussy.
Say that. Dang.
I'm sure I don't know what we're talking about. I have money.
Excuse me, sir.
Who is this that I'm talking to?
This is Clint. This is Clint. If you can't tell what the accent is, it's Clint.
Assume it's Clint.
Where have you been? Been out all night?
No. I slept in my bed.
Your bed?
Yes.
The one that covered a glass upstairs.
I was very tired.
It's the craziest thing. A squirrel came flying through the window.
Oh, he broke the window?
Yes, yes.
You're gonna have to pay for that. You know,
it's not a problem, I assure you. I don't know why you would suspect me. The glass was inside the room, was it not?
Yes.
That would indicate that whoever broke it from outside. Which we know. I mean, you know, we're not trying to solve a crime. It was a squirrel, but yeah.
When glass is broken, it breaks both ways.
I don't know about that. Are you sure?
Watch. And he takes a glass off of the counter and drops it, and it shatters in all directions. Then he looks at you like,
I would then look up at the ceiling and say, no glass.
Are you giving me sass? Is this, you like to come out here and you hunt a local and disembowel them and then give the captain of the guard the business because your money, you've stopped being able to feel because you're so rich. You can get anything you want. Is that it? Have I worked out your motive?
Anything I want except my parents back.
And this Elwyn, did he kill your parents?
No. Never met Elwyn before yesterday.
Okay, because he's never been out of this town.
It would be weird if Elwyn... Because my parents died quite a while ago. I don't even think Elwyn was alive.
So why did you kill him?
I didn't.
Wait, you killed him?
Sir, I think there's a misunderstanding here. Maybe out here I understand you don't have access to up-to-date science and things, but he would obviously have been coming from outside. It doesn't make sense. The glass, throwing it on the ground, and Celine just, like, puts her hands up like,
So he goes out the front door. He does the murder. And then he tries to return, but he can't get back in, so he goes through the window, and he breaks it. I think that is just as likely as the other way around. More likely, in fact, because why wouldn't he just open the window if he was leaving that way?
Hey, you say I killed him, I gotta believe you. I mean, there's nothing I can do.
Sleepwalk.
I think that, I think you might want to take another look at the crime scene, because I definitely wasn't anywhere near there. There's nothing tying me there, there's no motive. You really seem to be grasping at straws.
Yeah, Clint.
Well, you're the new people in town. There was no murders.
So you don't like new people?
You came. There were murders.
But wouldn't it make more sense for it to be someone that was already here that had a reason?
I don't know what circumstantial means.
Wait a minute. Why don't you think Celine did it? She's new.
She's a magic cop.
I didn't do it.
She did it. It should probably be legal to do it.
Her room isn't full of broken glass.
That is fair. This is embarrassing. Ratma was in my room last night. Ratma can attest to the...
No, I wasn't.
Don't you remember, Ratma? You told me you loved me.
Nah, I don't remember nothing.
I guess then you don't remember me telling you that I loved you.
I'm sorry. Roll deception.
18 plus 20.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember coming into my room late at night?
Oh, and this is ringing a bell now. Maybe I had a fire whiskey too many or something.
So you would say it's fair to say that I was not out of my room all night.
I mean, look, we, you did send me on my way, but now that I know that you have feelings for me, I can point out that, if you turn around, you have, several pieces of glass embedded in your ass. proving that you did indeed sleep on that bed last night.
Until this point, I had no idea why it hurt so bad. But this is, yeah, this is, yep, mm-hmm, absolutely. Take a look at my ass, Clint.
All right. I guess maybe you're not our man. I can't argue against glass being embedded in your butt.
It's a science.
See, Clint, another investigation solved by glass in the ass.
This has happened before?
Wait, how often is that happening here?
This is the third time.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's where the phrase, a real glass from the ass, comes from.
Yeah.
That well-known
phrase. It started here.
Go ahead and stand down, Captain. I'll take it from here. In strides, Sir Rex Yalos.
I go give Rex a big hug and cry into his
Okay. All right.
He was young, man.
Chuck.
And I hand him fire wine. Come on, Elwyn. Elwyn! To Elwyn, everyone.
He was a good lad. He was a good lad. He will be missed.
And I hand fire wine to all of you as well.
Drink it.
To Elwyn.
We've known him since he was a boy, chasing pigs around a pig farm.
Rourke convinced him to eat dirt.
He loved it. He loved that dirt.
He was a good lad. He shall be missed. But we will find out what happened here. Don't you worry. I would like to speak to our new friends. I meant to speak with both of you anyway. Chuck, you can join us as well. Maybe you're...
Oh, actually, we were talking last night, and Celine is going to hire Rourke and I on as local guides to help out.
Ah, so Rourke has spoken with them as well. Rourke, come over here, please.
Yeah, it's, again, Celine, it's just a nominal fee.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah.
So first off, I'd like to say welcome to our village. I wish we were meeting under different circumstances. This is...
I bring out cheese curds for everyone to eat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you. You always know the right thing to do.
Usually cheese.
Cheese does fix a lot of problems, honestly.
This is a quiet town. This is not the sort of thing that happens here. I mean, we might have a chicken go missing every once in a while, but... This isn't us. This isn't how things go here. So I truly apologize. I truly apologize.
No, I'm so sorry that this has happened here. It's truly tragic.
I would definitely appreciate Adept.
Celine von Esper.
Celine, yes. Celine, Adept Celine. I would appreciate your help with this, being that you are a government official and you do have a lot of, you do have magic at your disposal.
It's true. Yes, absolutely. I'm sure the Order would support whatever I can do to help in this situation.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And Mr. Echo.
Yes, call me Screech.
Oh, I don't think I can do that.
Would you like a dollar?
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you. I just wanted to welcome you to the town and to let you know that we do appreciate your family and everything they've done for us. I don't know if we could exist here without the Echoes. And I am, again, so sorry for your loss so many years ago.
Oh, that's, I almost said it's nothing, but it very much was something, to me. You could say it caused me great, long-lasting psychological trauma.
Mm. As it would.
Yes. Do you think that this murder could have anything to do with the decreased production in the mines? It's a stretch, I know. But...
Decreased production in the mines? No, that's a...
Nothing we've heard about.
That. There's been a few incidents, but I believe the mine is still... You'll find the mine. So you're here to check on the mine. That makes...
Of course, and surely you're aware that the mine's production has been trending downward.
Well, it is, I believe, the oldest of all of these mines. But yes, there are... We've had some issues.
you can speak with Grenona specifically about some of them, but yes, we did have a few shipments that were lost, which I think just makes it all seem so much worse than it really is. There are some issues down in the mines. One of the richest veins is down one particular tunnel that we had to barricade because there is some monster activity down there.
Really? Is that something that perhaps the Order could help with? If that is causing issues with the mine, then...
Yes, we believe there's some knockers down there.
Nice.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Some juicy ones.
I see how you're all looking at me, and no, that's a real thing.
Well, I mean, we haven't had any other issues. Would these knockers do something like that to Elwyn? Like if we dug too deep or something? Is that an option?
It's more of a... That would be a Grenona question. Yes, the Knocker, Knacker, or Tommy Knocker is a mythical subterranean gnome-like creature in Cornish.
Tommy Knocker, I know. I've heard that.
In folklore. Mr. Echo, are your accommodations here to your liking? We definitely could. And Adept Selene, you as well, if you would prefer to stay down in the keep. You are welcome there.
Oh, I might take you up on that. My bed and room are covered in glass shards, and to be honest, Ratma has made no effort to clean that up at all.
Honey, please, I'm clean. It's me. Get up there and clean that right fucking now. It'll be I'll be replacing those glass shards with rose petals. Don't you worry. It's gonna be very... He doesn't want us. He wants to stay here, based on what I heard previously. Or my memory might start fading again about last night.
Oh, no need, Ratma. Your credibility has already been called into question. Sir, you've served your purpose. Thank you very much. Yes, I think I will stay at the keep.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. You have made an enemy in me that you can't even begin to fathom.
Should have done that.
Ratma, if you don't mind, you seemed like quite the enemy from the beginning, so.
You know, I think I'll just stay here. Thank you. Thank you so much, though.
Oh, so you want to stay here?
Oh, Ratma, please. Jesus Christ. Elwyn's dead.
Ah, yes. I'm sorry, Death. It just makes me horny.
I was on my way to give Ratma a big hug to cry on her shoulder, and I pulled away. And then I hugged Rourke instead.
Well, we got lunch plans, right?
To talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you were going to go to talk to Grenona.
Oh, right, yes.
Selene was going to go talk to this guy.
Yeah, and I think that Selene probably still wants to talk to him, like, one-on-one, like, away from the group, mm-hmm. is my guess.
And given the fact that, not hearing what you just said, Jennifer, given the fact that, the Order might be taking care of the mine issue, maybe all four of us should visit Grenona.
It'd be rude for me to bring guests to a lunch invite. That was just for me, but you're welcome to visit her in your own time.
Okay.
Why don't we just take our own time and go whenever Screech goes then?
Yeah, but we can just follow up.
It just so happens to be the same time as your time.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, that sounds good to me.
No faux pas there. We're full on shots and cheese, so
it is 9:30 a.m.
You know, we're here for our 9:45 lunch.
You guys get there, you're like, I could eat.
Like, can I get you anything? Like, yeah, an omelet would be great.
We're not here for lunch, but yeah, I'll take some food.
I saw some gazpacho soup.
I'm a little nervous that someone's trying to flare up tensions between the bear folk in the might be a potential framing situation. I have reason to believe that the bear folk would not do this.
I agree. The bear folk, there's nothing in it for the bear folk to just, I mean, we have not been on their land. It does not suit them to attack us in such an overt and obvious way. And it does seem, based on what Captain Clint has told me, that it does look like a bear attack.
And by the way, there's like a guy that dresses like a squirrel, and I look at all of you, and then I look at the fur all over Screech. Doesn't process to me.
No, I'm trying to like subtly like brush it off.
No, it does not connect. There's like a guy that's dressed like a squirrel that gave me information that he found, or they found, I guess, bear fur and red wax on Elwyn's body.
There's a man dressed in a squirrel suit.
Yeah,
he could be a big squirrel, too. Do I hear this? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm talking to all you guys. Maybe it's not as fast as I should have, but I'm sad and I'm drinking, so you guys seem powerful and can help me.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't this masked squirrel man, but...
No, he seems to be helping us, which is weird.
Well, you know my feelings on vigilantes.
Oh, you hate... Why would they wear a mask, right?
Right. What do they have to hide?
Is there anyone that's notorious or known for using red wax, or is it a common thing around town?
You don't see a ton of red wax around town. I mean, it's, you know, every once in a while you've seen
it. Oh, Mr. Fancy Candles.
Mr. Fancy Candles Bear Claw.
You know where it has candles? Usually churches, temples have candles.
Oh, a cleric. Yeah.
Clint bursts in at this point.
Hug him.
And he goes, Sir Rex, we just found something. That's pretty important. You gotta come look. Or, sorry, I gotta tell you something. It's not a visual thing. It's more of a hearing. but come with me. They walk out of the building.
They just walk out and leave us here.
Right, because they're gonna talk about official police business.
Official business.
Selene looks at Chuck and says, is there anyone that would benefit from stirring up strife between the town and the bear folk?
Michael, is there anyone who would benefit from turning up strife between...
Not that you can think of.
Not that I can think of.
They kind of are just separate, you know?
I mean, we keep to ourselves.
You could argue that, you know, it's less resources to compete for or whatever if one of the groups was to go. But...
Yeah, but like it's not even... that big of a deal.
I mean, I suppose that it could just be a killer.
True.
Perhaps we're looking too deeply into it, and it's just like the priestess said, the gods willed it to be.
It's terrifying to think of. It's just someone killing for sake of killing when this has never happened before. It's chilling.
Well, it's happened before.
No, it hasn't.
My parents.
Your parents were killed like this?
No, well, not like this.
Oh.
But they were killed for no reason.
Oh, I know people have died.
Okay.
No one's ever died.
Screech did not understand what you were getting at. He's like, people have died. It's happened.
Like, all the time. Like, at least every week.
Out the front window, you can see that Yalos and Clint have essentially just walked out and are standing on the porch talking. And Ratman goes,
oh yeah, you could probably hear them. So if you guys could just, I don't know, we should probably make some noise because they're talking about important stuff that we're not supposed to know about.
Selene Daly is like, I would like to do my perception to try to hear them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like we'd all be like,
Yeah, everyone, yeah. Shut up, Ratma.
Name one person who's not trying to hear this conversation right now.
24.
17.
17.
8.
You start up a conversation with Ratma and distract her while everyone else is listening.
I start telling her about the evil goblins.
That's bullshit. People treat goblins like garbage.
I mean, they're not garbage, but you are wearing food wrappers.
They smell nice.
That's an opinion. You smell like garbage.
Nice garbage.
Okay, it is nice garbage. Garbage.
So yeah, so you all rolled pretty good on your perception. You catch, oh fuck, what have I done? I've had you listen in on a conversation between two NPCs.
That is good. Take that, Michael.
You hear, I just don't think it's possible, Clint. Not here, not way out here. I know we had that rumor a while back, but I can't believe it. No, if you look at it from up above on the second floor, you can make out in the dirt around. It's been scratched. It's the insignia of Ugnos. Give me a religion check.
Of Ugnos?
I got a 16.
I got an 8.
Whoa, I got a 4.
U-G-N-O-S, you ain't got no alibi, you Ugnos.
Ugnos.
Oh, damn. 12?
You would probably all know this. You would probably be like, I vaguely remember, that's a weird name that I've heard. But people don't really talk about it. I will say that it does immediately ring more of a bell for Echo.
Mm.
That Ugnos is the banned god of violence, murder, bloodshed, and pain.
Oh. Oh.
Shit.
Mama.
Violence, murder,
bloodshed, and pain.
And perfume.
Oh, damn. Those are all bad things.
Very rarely is this a god that is you know, was ever worshipped, at least not publicly, but the cults of Ugnos were known for their horrific murders. And that is a good place for us to stop tonight.
No!
What is up with Ugnos?
I hate that.
Michael,
can Ugnos be trusted?
No! Trusted to murder. Yeah, dice drawing, everybody.
I feel like this is my week.
Yeah, yeah, I believe in you.
So yeah, every single week we give away beautiful, technically handmade dice, if you think about it.
They're artisanal dice.
I don't think they're handmade. From Die Hard Dice. They are so nice to us that they let us give away codes for $50 off your order. And also, you can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation point. And we get a little kissy of that money. So if you're going to buy dice, that'll help us out. So hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored. Congratulations to Ancient Anubis 118.
Oh my goodness, a god? One dice?
I feel like I see them in chat.
Yeah, they're in chat often.
Congratulations, and if you didn't win because you're not Ancient Anubis, yet again, go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS for 15% off your order.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. It has been a pleasure. We're really enjoying this. I'm speaking for everybody. We're really enjoying this new campaign.
I'm loving it.
I am.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Heck, why don't we do it again next week? Let's keep doing these.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Until then, hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter at Geekly Inc., at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
On Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Tim Lanning. And you can also check out my Monster of the Week podcast, Vanguard of the Veil. Right now, it's only on Apple Podcasts, but it's getting its way elsewhere, along with Naruto Podcast, Naruto Reviewto. And my every Thursday, I stream D&D with some rad friends on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, 2 p.m. Eastern, Thursday. Be there.
Love it.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and you should listen to Dear Internet. It's another podcast that we do with internet advice, and it's funny and good.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And you can also listen to me on Sundays with Cthulhu and Friends.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. And starting, this is actually a bad week to start it because I'm going to be gone next week, but we're going to be doing Game Crimes. It's going to be doing some weekly retro streams that'll be right after this stream is done. So come to the D&D podcast or to the Gap stream and stay for the whatever the fuck we play that week afterwards.
Do it, cowards.
You won't.
All right. Well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.